Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November the 14th, 1854, Lewis Samuels, a civil engineer from Trinidad, submitted a report on the physical conditions in Bridgetown. He had been invited to prepare the report in the wake of the disastrous cholera epidemic which had ravaged Barbados earlier that year. In the 5 months between May and October 1854, more than 20,000 people had died, more than one in seven of the island's population. But the epicenter of the outbreak had been in Bridgetown and St. Michael, where more than a quarter of the population died. A total of 9,127 people out of a population of 37,446. In his report on the state of Bridgetown, Samuels summed up his findings as follows. In supply of pure water, sewerage, surface drainage, judicious arrangement of streets, and proper construction of habitations, Bridgetown is lamentably defective. Few towns can offer a greater accumulation of evils arising from the want of good sanitary measures than this city. Samuels found that the only source of clean water was collected from wells and springs outside Bridgetown, which was then brought into the city in casks, where it was sold at a rate of 2 cents for 4 gallons. This was too expensive for many of the poorer residents, who resorted to collecting drinking water from various unhealthy sources. Also, because the priority was obtaining water to drink, Samuels noted that the use of the bath, that powerful means of sustaining and invigorating health in tropical climates, becomes an occasional luxury instead of a habitual practice. To make matters even worse, Samuels found that Bridgetown had no sewerage system. Instead, the effluent was being deposited in open cesspools and in a series of movable tubs. According to a city regulation, this night soil was supposedly to be removed each night between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. and dumped in the sea. But it was often simply thrown into the streets or left to soak into the soil, where it poisoned the wells. Meanwhile, much of what was deposited in the sea could be seen floating in the carenage. The effects of poor sanitation were compounded by poor and overcrowded housing. Samuels observed, Bridgetown appears to have been built without any plan or system of arrangement. It abounds in narrow, crooked streets and alleys. In the rainy season, stagnant pools of water were everywhere because of poor or non-existent drainage. In short, Samuels' report, submitted on this day in 1854, showed that Bridgetown was a perfect breeding ground for cholera. Following the submission of his report, Samuels was engaged to install a piped water system for Bridgetown. This was eventually put into operation on March the 29th, 1861, and it was later extended to the rest of the island. Other measures introduced following his report included the establishment of a permanent board of health for the city and the passing of an act to remove derelict wooden housing. Albeit slowly, the cleanup of Bridgetown had begun.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.